Blind Fury by Linda LaPlante. Read by Kim Hicks. Prologue. Ava walked between the few parked cars at the London Gateway service station off the M1 motorway. Although the car park was not badly lit, she was nervous in such an alien, silent place. In total contrast were the blazing lights from all the various cafes, paper shops and games machines. Yet at this hour of the night, everywhere was empty, and no matter how well lit it was, she felt uneasy being alone as she passed through. The ladies' toilets were white, vast and cold, and the strip lighting gave the empty cubicles sinister shadows. There was an orange cone with a sign warning customers of the wet floors. But she didn't see anyone cleaning. Ava waited patiently for the solitary man serving at the coffee bar to acknowledge her. When he eventually glanced towards her, she asked for a hot chocolate. He stared at her as he used the hot milk machine, and the only words he spoke were to inquire whether or not she wanted chocolate sprinkled on top of the froth. Ava carried her drink to a table close to a window overlooking the car park. She was the only customer. Her boyfriend Marcus had instructed her to wait for him there, saying he would join her as soon as the AA came and the car was fixed. Ava and Marcus were on their way to Manchester to meet his parents after announcing their engagement. He had borrowed a friend's car to use for the journey. It had started to backfire as soon as they drove onto the M1, and by the time they turned into the service station, it was obvious that something was very wrong. It was 1 o'clock in the morning and freezing cold, so Marcus had insisted that Ava go inside and keep warm. The only reason the couple were travelling so late was that they both worked in a restaurant and had to wait until it closed for the night before they could start off.